As they say, April showers bring May flowers. And May flowers eventually bring all sorts of wonderful fruits and vegetables. By planning out your garden now, you can make sure you reduce significant amounts of waste later. Here's how. Let's start with what you're going to plant. One of the best ways to reduce waste is by sticking to plants that are easy to cultivate in your area. For example, melons don't do well in the north, as cool August nights and early frosts seriously reduce the chances of a ripe crop. Try cucumbers or lettuce instead. Next, consider where you plant. If a particular flower or vegetable calls for bright sun, don't expect that it'll do well in the shade. Many tomato crops have been wasted by suburban farmers who hoped that a little shade would be all right. It's not. As you plant, remember that it is very important to protect young seedlings. Shelter them by covering with paper bags, or for a see-through shelter, slice the bottoms off plastic milk jugs and place the jugs over tiny plants. Cut the bottoms into strips and use them as markers. Recycle when you're done. After you've planted, save the extra seeds for next year. The life expectancy of many common seeds is quite long. For example, bean seeds last 3 years, cucumbers 5, and lettuce seeds for up to 6 years. While tending to your flock, look for simple and effective ways to reduce the use of harsh or hazardous chemicals. For example, one way to cut down on the need for fungicides is to keep from overwatering, since wet soil promotes fungus growth. Try a slow soaker hose rather than a blast from a garden hose. And before using insecticides, try spraying aphids and other garden pests with soapy water. If you have problems with slugs or snails, put out a pan of something naturally attractive to them, like white vinegar. And finally, grow vegetables you know your family will eat. A bumper crop of zucchini may be pretty to look at and make you feel good, but if it's not eaten, it'll just go to waste. Congratulations! You've created an environmentally friendly place to play, relax, and just enjoy the great outdoors. With all of these waste-saving ideas, you'll have what every lawn and garden expert aspires to have, a truly green thumb.